On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Josh Coop.
Commuters travelling on South Eastern will have to pay 1.8% more in the new year. Joe's got the details this lunchtime and more on how it might affect you.
Well, ticket prices for journeys across Kent and into London will go up on January the 2nd. The rise means an annual season ticket from Rochester to the capital will now cost just under £4,000. Canterbury to London, £5,200. These passengers say that's not good enough and they're fed up with what they've had to face on their journeys.
Delays, delays, delays. You know, train drivers not being there, staff not being on the trains, trains being cancelled left, right and centre. Yeah, it's just been daily struggle.
When there are so many people that rely on the train and that haven't got a good word to say about the services, it's disgusting, really.
Well, elsewhere today, the government announced extra compensation for commuters affected by delays and cancellations on Southern. Services from Ashford and Tunbridge have been affected by strikes in a long-running dispute over who closes the train doors. Passengers will be able to claim back a month's worth of fares. Anthony Smith is from Passenger Focus. He's been telling us how it works.
Well, the compensation money is coming from all taxpayers to these individual consumers. I think that's right, because these passengers paid in advance on the faith of a good service. They haven't been getting it. This is a little bit of a way to rebuilding trust.
KMFM News.
Police are hunting a gang of men who broke into a house in Northfleet and stole cash and jewellery. Four men are said to have carried out the burglary in Dogwood Close in the early hours of this morning. Officers want to hear from anyone who saw them leave on foot and get into a car parked nearby. Firefighters have spent the morning tackling a blaze at a derelict cafe in Strood. They were called to the two-storey building along Canal Road at just before 3:30 and spent 2 hours at the scene. It's not yet known how it started.
KMFM News.
A food bank charity which helps families across Kent says it's expecting to see a big rise in demand for its services in the run-up to Christmas. The Trussell Trust, which has centres in Medway and Sittingbourne, says the number of emergency parcels handed out last December rose by almost half compared with any other month. Adrian Curtis is from the charity.
We gave a record number of people three-day food supplies. We helped just over 520,000 people in the first 6 months of this year. And if that trend continues, then this will be the busiest year on record.
Police are asking for our help to find a man who stole expensive champagne from a supermarket in Aylesford. They were called to M&S Food on the Quarrywood Industrial Estate at about 6:30 last night after reports that he had left without paying. We've posted a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Now, a charity football match is being played this lunchtime in memory of a 12-year-old boy from Kent who died while on a scout trip. Charlie Gerling from Aylesford had been at the International Jamboree in Finland when he was taken ill back in July. Teachers from Mapleston Oaks, where he was a pupil, were taking on a group of ex-pros at Maidstone United's ground. One of those playing is head teacher Richard Owen.
We wanted to engage with the family and we all wanted to have a kind of sense of purpose, really, to feel that we could do something to raise money for the scout hut that Charlie's scout group are trying to build.
And Prince Harry's taken a HIV test to encourage more of us to get tested. He also convinced singer Rihanna to do so at a centre in Barbados to mark World AIDS Day.
KMFM Showbiz.
Celebrities from around the world have been paying tribute to Andrew Sachs, who's died at the age of 86. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime's entertainment news, here's Nicola.
Well, the actor, famous for his role as Spanish waiter Manuel in the 1970s sitcom Fawlty Towers, passed away last week after a battle with dementia. His co-star, John Cleese, has described him as a true great, while TV critic Toby Earle says he won't be forgotten.
Andrew Sachs will be remembered as a performer, a consummate performer in one of the greatest TV comedies of all time. That legacy is ensured.
Elsewhere, TV chef Jamie Oliver says he doesn't understand the controversy around letting his two daughters watch the birth of his youngest child. He received criticism on Twitter after revealing his teenagers were there when their brother was born. And tickets to see Ollie Mears in Kent have gone on sale today. The former X Factor star is going to be performing in Canterbury as part of a series of outdoor gigs next summer. He'll be at the Spitfire Ground on the 7th of July.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
One bit of sport to bring you this afternoon, and former FIFA president Sepp Blatter will find out whether he's won his appeal against a 6-year ban from football on Monday. He was found guilty of ethics violations by the sports world governing body over payments he made last year. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.